This year marks the first time in U.S. history that we've started a decade without a recession and ended it without a recession. And while that's good news, not all Americans are feeling that expansion. In fact, according to a new stateline analysis of U.S. Census data from 2016 to 2018, the poverty rate has actually increased in a third of all U.S. counties. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin.
And by the way, happy holidays.
Thank you, and to you.
But yes, but apparently not to everyone. So,
no.
You know, we've been hearing for so long, we know the economy is strong, the bull market, unemployment, the national poverty rate fell from 13% in 2016 to 12% in 2018. So that's going down. These are households of four living on less than $26,000 a year. But at the county level, tell us about this variation.
Yeah, and I would say that 10 years ago, you could take top line numbers like GDP and unemployment and things like that and have it have some sense that it was reflecting the economy. What we're learning here is that in our current economy, that's not the case. So we've got good GDP. We've got stock markets at great records. We've got unemployment below 3%. We've got 500,000 people living on the street. We have 40 million Americans who are food insecure, you know, more than the entire population of Canada. And we've got poverty increasing in a number of counties. 30% of counties increased their poverty rates between 2016 and 2018. Well, so while the national poverty level is coming down, certain parts of the country are getting poorer.
Right. Well, Bullock County, Alabama, one of the biggest increases, poverty rate jumped 10% over the last 2 years to an astonishing 42.5%. And this is a county with jobs at the airport, the prison, the poultry plant. Is it just no one's willing to work those jobs?
Well, so what you'll find is places where the poverty rate has increased are places where there's a very low minimum wage, right? The federal minimum wage remains $7.25. There are lots of states and municipalities that have higher minimum wages, including some that have $15 an hour. But through the Southeast, where you've seen most of the increase in poverty, that's where you're seeing it, in places where people are discouraged. They remain in poverty. Even if they're getting a job, it doesn't meet their expenses. And people are aging out. So it's got to do with the makeup of the population. We still have a shortage of workers for jobs, but the jobs aren't in the places where people are. And this whole concept of economic mobility, which we're really built on as a country, isn't working for people because we don't really have methodologies for getting people out of coal mining towns or old manufacturing towns into high-wage jobs.
And many of these people aren't showing up on the unemployment rates because they're not looking. And here's just in the minute we have, people might be saying, oh, that's just public radio throwing a bucket of water on President Trump's economy. No. The Brookings Institute has written about how a decade ago, voters in Republican and Democratic districts earned the same amount.
Yeah.
Today, the median in a Democratic district is $61,000. In Republican districts, it's $53,000.
Yes. So there's automation. There's AI. Working class men have really suffered. And before anybody thinks you're throwing hot water on it, the economy's strong. This is a Western world, developed world problem. It's not a uniquely American problem. It's just a little bit exaggerated in the United States.
Well, we have to say it's in pockets of the country that have been promised that certain jobs would come back, and
correct,
they haven't.
And they're not coming back.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.